Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
This is the Word of the Week segment on the Burden and Blessing Podcast. Our word for consideration this week is the word Scripture. This is a term that most Christians are familiar with as referring to the Bible or God's Word. But where did that term originate from? Why do we call the Word of God the Scriptures or the Scripture? The English word Scripture is derived from the Latin word Scriptura, which simply means a writing. Like many of our English words, it was something that was born right out of the Latin. But it also goes back to the Greek, and we know that the New Testament, one of the areas of the Bible where the word Scripture comes up the most, was written in Greek. The Greek word for Scripture is also one that we're familiar with in English. The way you pronounce it in the Greek is graphē, but you might be familiar with English words like geography or topography or biography. Really, what a graphe is just a writing, same as a scriptura and same as the Scriptures. We call the Bible the Scripture or Scriptures because they are writings. Just like the word Bible itself is derived from the Latin word for book. In that way, the holy book of Christians, the Bible, is really, when it comes to its origins, quite a simple book in and of itself. It's just claiming to be a set of writings. Now, we know that it's the content of the Bible that makes it more than just a simple book. It's the content that tells us that these writings have a divine character to them, that they are authored by God. In fact, one of the most famous passages that teaches that truth uses the word Scripture. 2 Timothy 3:16, all Scripture is breathed out by God or given by inspiration of God and is profitable for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and instructing in righteousness. The Bible makes it clear that these writings are not just any ordinary writings, that these are writings that come from God. And that's really how the term Scripture developed its religious sense. It was used in the Bible. In fact, every time it's used in the Bible, it's referring to the writings that come from God, the writings that were divinely inspired by God, the writings that we can take and believe as true and holy in our lives. One of the people in the Bible that used the word Scripture the most was Jesus. And every time that Jesus used Scripture, he was talking about the Word of God that had been recorded. Now, obviously, at Jesus' time, the New Testament hadn't been written yet, so Jesus was referring to the Old Testament. And on a number of occasions, he refers to the Old Testament Scriptures and sometimes even reads them and quotes them himself and always makes the claim that these are from God. Now, it would be the New Testament writers, especially in the letters like Peter and Paul and the Apostle John, that use the term Scripture to be referring to the New Testament writings as well. And so, when we hear that word in our lives, when we use that word, we should think of the same thing. We should point to the words that come from God. We're not just dealing with any ordinary writing. We're not just dealing with any ordinary book. But these are God's own words. These are the writings that God has delivered to mankind. What's also interesting about Scripture is that we often, in our culture, think of the path to God as being some sort of miraculous, supernatural, divine walk that a person must attain to. And so a lot is made about what a person must do or what it must look like to learn from God and to reach God. But words like Scripture and Bible remind us that the path to God is actually quite simple and quite ordinary, that God uses regular human words to convey the message of salvation, to communicate to mankind, to help people find a relationship with Him by faith. They come through simple, ordinary, everyday words. And so to become a believer and to find that path to God and to walk as we should as Christians does not take some supernatural miracle of our own working. It doesn't take showing how good or wise of a Christian we are. It simply comes from listening with humility and the fear of God to the words that He has given us. So continue in the Scriptures throughout your week and throughout your Christian walk and your faith.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.